Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, we review round 7 of the NRL. St George score a try, and the Sea Eagles gag on some gherkin juice. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I am former legend at former_legend. Across from me in his lovely watermelon coloured shirt that obviously his wife's given him from her cupboard is at Sid Punts, not rhyming slang tonight. And live via Skype is at Normie Dorrell. You can find him at Normie Dorrell. Welcome, boys, and hello.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, former. Good to be in your lounge room, mate. It's an impressive house you got there.
Well, it's actually a club.
That must be your Jack Curtin just behind your left shoulder there.
Bit crusty.
It's very stiff. We can snap it if you want. All right, boys. A big week. Let's be honest, Sid. As Tigers fans, we haven't got a whole heap to celebrate.
No.
So I've decided to a bit of a feel-good story for all us Tigers fans.
Oh, good.
I want all our Tigers fans that are listening to our podcast to tweet at West Tigers.
Yeah.
I want your band to play halftime in a game this
My
year.
My band?
Your band.
Yeah.
The SKPs.
The SKPs.
And if we can get that going, as you know, bit of a drummer.
Yeah, you are. You are.
I'll play drums in the middle of Leichhardt Oval.
Mate, I'm in.
The only problem with that is, former, I don't think they have power at Leichhardt Stadium. So I don't think the SKPs are going to project their sound very far.
Well, that's quite lucky because you'll be good on the tambourines with no power.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
The spoons.
All right, we need a hashtag. What are we going to get as a hashtag?
What do you think, Normie?
Sid Rowe.
At Leichhardt. No. hashtag Sid plays halftime.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
Yeah. Hashtag right. Sid plays halftime.
Okay. Sid plays halftime.
Let's get that trending.
Forward it to at West Tigers. I'll start the ball rolling in a little while. We'll live tweet it.
Yeah, I'm sure the guys, probably the club probably loves this show because you guys give the scarecrow such a rap. I mean.
Love the scarecrow.
Love it.
Maybe we could also play at Balmain Leagues.
Well, maybe the Scarecrow could get on a tambourine as well because he probably won't have much else to do in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. So
we need a roadie.
I used to live on Darling Street, lads, and I would go to Tigers Leagues all the time. And I got food poisoning about a week before that joint closed. So I never got to take him to the cleaners.
Well, I'll give you the heads up. You'll get dysentery if you go there and eat
now. Oh, yeah.
And mugged. Boys, what about this week the NRL have told coaches they can't bag the bunker? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I mean, they put gag orders on them every year. You can't bag the refs, you can't bag the lines people, you can't bag the bunker. So it was always going to come, wasn't it?
Well, luckily for them, Twitter's making up for it and doing a really good job of bagging it for them. So, including one at former_legend who's giving them a real go. And as a bit of a, let's finish off this intro with the Gus and Rab show.
Normie. God. Nah. I don't know, Gus. Why do you keep saying it, Gus? Nah. I'm like, I don't know why he's saying it either, Rab. He's got your head in.
Nah. Mate, on Friday night, I think I tweeted out, it was dead set killing me. There's no greater crime as a rugby league player than to go 1 year too long.
Mm-hmm.
Rabs has gone 3 years too long, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I've been saying, mate, let's get Daryl Halligan over the Dutch. Anyone would be better than Gus and Rabs.
Vossie, we'll get Vossie,
Daryl Halligan. Too far. Don't go too far.
I'll tell you something about Daryl Halligan. I'd like him if I knew who he went for every time the Warriors played. I just can't tell. It's really tough.
It's subtle.
I just want to know, do we sound that biased to Kiwis? Or is it just, you know what I mean? Or is it just the fact that he's a Kiwi? He seems biased. He's the most one-eyed commentator I've ever heard.
Yep.
Let's be honest. The amount of Australians that are going, the Warriors are shit. Maybe they are making up for it in some kind of way. All right, let's hit the news, Sid. Round 7 results, and let's start on Thursday night. And despite adding the strength to their bench of a jar of pickles, Manly were beaten 22-10 at the Fortress as Michael Jennings scored 2 tries for the team he hates. That must be awkward. It's hard to believe when you think about it in that game that Manly were leading with 10 to go, boys. Did you watch?
Well, the thing is, it was a close game for 60 or 70 minutes, and it was really just the Eels' class that got them home. And it was they ran out of puff a little bit, Manly, but does it count for anything when the Eels are winning these games? Because I'm almost like, are we just watching salary cap cheats play a game and just they're going to be ducked at the points anyway?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking as well. That's a big win at the Fortress. Is that what we're calling it now?
The Fortress of the
it's
Mountains.
It's called the
Fortress to the Sea.
The Fortress of the Mountains.
What was it called last week? The Sand Pit. It's now the Fortress, but I would have thought by now we would have had some kind of resolution to this salary cap caper.
It's going on too long.
It is. My mail. I've got a bit of mail about this.
Oh, late yeah. mail, man.
It's a lot to do with Wattmau's third-party deals, whatever they may be.
Oh,
any suspicion?
I don't know. I mean, he's a wonderful forward. That's all I'll say.
What about Chuck Wattmau ribbing in? Teammate Bo Scott this week saying he didn't apologise when he tackled me and broke my knee. Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't hear about that.
He blames Bo Scott for ending his career at the training drill. Yeah.
Well, from what I've heard, the NRL signed off on his third-party deals without looking into it well enough, and now they're between a rock and a hard place.
Norm, he might have blamed Bo Scott for destroying his career, but Parramatta actually thanked him for fixing some of the salary cap issues. So, you
exactly.
know, give and take. In that game too, just quickly, while we're talking with the NRL bunker, did you see the decision on the Brad Takarangi? I just brought that in because I love saying Takarangi. It sounds like a bit of a Maori bed tackle. Brad Takarangi saying it was a no try. He was onside. It was as clear as day. Did you see that decision?
Yeah, again, these angles we get, though, former, because everyone's screaming and throwing it at the, you know, giving it to the ref. But when you get in those angles, it may look like he's onside, but I'll back the refs every time, every day of the week. You've got to remember, take Gus's whinging out of it, and it's a little less biased.
But don't you think with the amount of money we've spent on the bunker, we can't get the lines across the field?
2016, Normie. We've got Hawkeye and tennis. We've got
Skype.
We've got Skype.
you know what I would like to see?
Regrettably, we've got Skype.
At the Olympics, in the swimming, where they chase that line for the Olympic record, they should get that same line across the field. I hear what you're saying, Sydney.
Yeah,
surely. I mean, let's 2016. All right, Friday night. What can be said about South that hasn't been said before?
Well, I think South have one more win than the Tigers. That shows how well they're going.
Yeah, but soft draw.
I don't think the Rabbitohs are the discussion point. I think it's just how well the Cowboys are playing and how well they're nullifying their opposition. I think it's almost impossible for the Cowboys to play better than they currently are because I don't know what the coach would say at Monday. He'd just go, keep it up.
I mean, at the moment, anyone could coach them for a week. The score actually flatters South, I reckon. I mean, at 44-18, they were never in that game. They got rolled through the forwards worryingly again. They got smashed up the middle, which meant a bunch of tries being scored all around them.
Do you think the Cowboys can sustain this? It's only early.
It is early.
Are they going to be...
To me, but even at 44-18, I thought they were in second gear.
I tend to agree with that, actually.
Yeah, it's right, but I think it comes down to one major thing, Sydney. If JT can stay fit, and the other thing is because they're acclimatised to those tropical conditions, you're going to find their endurance is going to be just naturally better than most teams in the NRL anyway.
So that's the key. We just move a team to Cairns and then we'll move one up to Cape York and the Darwin Darwin Dashhounds. They can.
I wouldn't mind my Sharkies playing a couple of more away games up there.
Yeah, I know where I'd like them to be playing. Just a little bit north of Cape York, maybe, I don't know, the Indian Ocean, maybe around there somewhere. Saturday, St. George scored a try, boys.
I know.
Grab hands, praise the Lord. And then they went on to beat the Titans 19-14. Good luck with that, pick the score. In a game that proved that NRL is competition for players of all skill levels. It was a dead set low game, and the second half, boys, for the Dragons featured one field goal. So start the clock. They haven't scored a try in 48 minutes of game of play.
Ah, here we go. No, I disagree, Former. I actually think it was a really entertaining game, and a bit of a shout out to one of our fans on Twitter at Ryan Jansen. This guy's mad. He's actually made his Twitter handle what his actual name is. He's got to be the first guy in the history of Twitter to do that. Now, shout out to Ryan. He was in. Yeah,
unlucky normally, Doral.
Yeah, a fellow handle man. But he was in the red V behind the post, saw the Dragons win the game, and I actually thought, you know what? Bloody quality game of footy.
You know what I wish about Ryan, but I wish he'd tweet a few more times because I wasn't. 98.
I wasn't going to mention it.
98 notifications. I wasn't getting sick of that. Oh, they just kicked the ball near me. Why'd you tweet that, honestly? Second game of Super Saturday. Bulldogs lost their home game to New Zealand to the Warriors at the Cake Tin in Wellington, 24-20. In a game, boys, the highlight of the week for me, Josh Reynolds lost his shit and threw the ball at his own teammate, Michael Leiker.
I don't like that Leiker either. I mean, he left the Sharks when they brought him through the juniors. I'm all for Reynolds throwing the ball at him. I would if I could.
On the flip side, you got Ennis from the Bulldogs. It was yin and yang.
Yeah. No, don't worry, I'll rip into him in a sec. But mate, and again, another good game, and it looked like the Warriors may lose it at the full-time siren because the Bulldogs were all over their try line. But no, they got home with 4 points, but they've lost Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. He's gone for the season with an ACL. And it just had to be another three-letter acronym, the injury he went down to, RTSACLEND all over.
EAD. Let's just get back to the Reynolds thing for a tick, because I just want to put something to you. What did you think about him throwing the ball and carrying on at his hooker from a bad pass? What's your thoughts?
I encourage that sort of stuff. I reckon if more blokes were honest with their teammates, you know, you'd be a closer knit bloody. You think of your best mates. We always give it to each other.
Yeah, you've got a point there. Something that really irks me when a player drops the ball cold.
Oh, and they pat him on the head.
Yeah, and he puts his hand up. Yeah, that was me. Yeah. Oh, no shit, Sherlock. We know it was you. Now we're going to defend another set.
No, you're right, mate. Get into him.
You're right, mate. I love tackling. Do it again.
Morons that put the one finger up and go, one set. I feel like saying, yeah, you're doing all six tackles though, you dead set drip.
take the bomb too, you fool.
You know what? You've convinced me, Normie. We should fire up more. Throw the ball at people.
The third game of Super Saturday, Brisbane scraped home against Newcastle. Very close, 53-0. But I think the highlight of this game was the timely and very important field goal from the Bronx at the 80th minute, just to get them out of reach. And they win at the urinal to win the inaugural Darius Bennett Shield. Boys, did you watch this game? What did you think?
Yeah, sure did. And the thing for me is all these people giving it to the Knights, laying the boot in. Me being a former Newcastle resident, I've got to look at the positive. You cannot judge a pitch until both teams have batted. I think the thing is here, we have to let Newcastle go out, see how their openers perform. And then it's going to come down to the second innings, and if that pitch is turning, because the Knights may get home just yet.
Yeah, the problem is this 2020 has really shown that no one values their wicket, because I'm pretty sure Newcastle got zero. Just quickly, no Jeremy Smith, no Knights. Is that true to say? Jeremy ruled out minutes before kickoff.
Well, he is my mate, so I'm going to say yes. And he actually has a big milestone game. His 200th coming up this weekend, so I wish him well for that. But the Newcastle were an absolute disgrace. I mean, players are just not putting in. They don't deserve to wear the jersey, in my opinion.
Oh, I think that's a bit harsh, mate. They're a team building.
They did have second rowers defending in the centres, which is normally a Jason Taylor selection.
Or three hookers.
I want to see people ripping in. Sure, you're down, but you come out in that second half and you try and turn it around, at least win a half. If anything, they just went, watch the clock. Let's see who can be first to go down with an injury so I can go off too. I mean, they had no reserves left on the bench by the end of that game for a reason.
I'll tell you what, Milford really turned it up. That's as good as a game as you'll see him play. He was awesome. And wasn't it a great decision by Queensland not to pick him and Napa this year for going out on the piss? Great choice, yep. Boys. Really teach him a lesson. Make it 2 years, I reckon.
Yeah. Longer the better.
When the Bronx signed him on unbelievable money from Canberra, I must admit, I was one of those, I was like, I cannot believe they're buying this unknown. He's like that Tim What's-His-Face from Parramatta who did nothing. But full credit to the boys, full credit to Milford. He's unbelievable. He's on fire, and he's the form player of the competition.
Was he your tip for the Dally M at the beginning of the year?
At $21, I'd like to add it.
Oh, nice.
Get on that. Nice. I think it's about $4.50 at the moment.
Would be looking, now.
Looking good.
After that field goal.
On Sunday, Cronulla. let's get straight to the chase here. They were very, very lucky beating the Raiders 40-16. Yep. In an effort, the Canberra coach, Ricky Stewart, labelled as embarrassing and shocking. And I think that was a wonderful way to commemorate Stewart's 300th game as a coach, where fans got to see that famous Ricky Stewart drop lip where he looks like he's eating someone else's shit.
He did build that roster at Cronulla, though.
Could you imagine being married to that depressing prick? Cheer up, Ricky. You're getting paid close to $1 million to coach a team running near last. Cheer up.
Well, I think after that 40-16 loss, his contract's now been expanded by 19 years.
Yeah, seems to be the way with Ricky.
Well, I thought they were going to force Benny out of the Broncos just to get Ricky up there. But, lads, are we talking premiership contenders for the Sharks yet or what?
No.
No.
Move on. There was a game against the Storm and the Tigers. Not sure what happened. We didn't get the information through on that one.
Nope.
Monday night, Panthers lost. No, Panthers won.
Yeah, they won.
Beating the Roosters 20-16 in front of a crowd of estimated between 8 to 10. Good game. That wasn't over until the last minute, and it defied the wet weather, boys. I actually enjoyed this game, all things considered. I enjoyed it most that I was sitting inside and it was dry. Boys, did you watch the game? What did you think?
Yeah, sure did. And I'm just going to put it out there. I think rugby league has evolved that much and the speed of the game is such that we now need to call off games if it's raining because it just affects the it just affects the quality of the product too much. And you think of cricket, I think we need to do the same thing. We need to apply the Duckworth-Wally Lewis method.
Yeah.
If it starts to rain because it's just they're boring games. You only liked it foremost because the Roosters lost, mate.
Yes. Anytime, it's Christmas time. Anytime that the Roosters lose, it's a good week. And full credit to, I think it was Sid who put out the 1-6 meme on our Twitter feed, SCTW underscore podcast. Check that out.
Got meme.
got a great reaction from many Roosters fans. They really loved it. It's at Sid Punts, by the way, not at former underscore legends. Just quick roundup of other rugby league stories. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, as we mentioned, he's gone for the year with a ruptured anterior cruciate ligament, the old ACL, ED, eat a bag of whatever. Mm-hmm. He's gone. The Dragons, boys, have withdrawn their 1 year offer to Benji. What's the thoughts there?
What did the 1 year offer get down to? The more weeks he played, I'd cut off that deal.
I can't even believe you're asking why. It's because Anthony Mundine's thrown his hat in the ring.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
We'll get to that later.
The 99 grand final, mate, the man Mundine.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe they finished that game.
Oh, they lost, yeah.
He dropped it over the try line.
Yeah, he sure did.
And then horrific reports being coming out of Leichhardt is that Luke Brooks is being chased hard by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'll take this one up.
Okay.
Don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Moses is the better player. If we're not going to be able to keep both of them, he'd be the one I would pick.
I'll tell you Moses' real impressive feature is his ability to kick field goals 5 out in front.
Yeah.
Extra time.
We glossed over that game, didn't we?
It was no worse than Cameron Smith's attempt, to be honest. It was one of the greatest soccer goals I've ever seen.
I honestly don't think that Brooks will leave the Tigers, but if he did, so be it. This pisses me off. This gets my goat legend.
Just one goat.
We've brought that guy through, and then just when he's hitting some form, goes off and takes the big dollars allegedly, supposedly, but I think the NRL should do more for clubs, especially for my club, to keep the juniors there long term.
I've got to be honest, if they do lose Brooks, I hope that somewhere, somehow, part of the package deal of Ivan Cleary taking over from the Scarecrow is that they also get his son, who is an absolute gun out at Panthers.
Is that right?
Surely there is a clause in his contract that lets him come to the Tigers if his old man starts coaching.
Is he still at the Panthers? Because there was a bit of...
No, he's at the Panthers,
there was a
bit
of drama that when Dad left that he was
he stayed there and he signed a new contract, but surely...
I can see Cleary now, my dad is gone.
All right, other news in sport this week, and I'm glad we got to this nice and early. The Sydney Swans lost a cracking game against the Crows, 113-103, in what many is describing as a prelude to at least a major semi-final.
Yep, I'd agree with that. I watched the end of this game. It was a cracking game of AFL.
Normie, what did you think?
I think that makes it three official warnings. Now, Sydney Portier, do we know any other former legends? Do you have any other contacts? I don't even care if they're a former AFL legend. And because that's you gone, former.
Sid, in good news for other Sydney AFL fans, the GWS Giants absolutely spanked the Power by 90 points.
Yeah.
What did you think of that game? I thought they were outstanding.
Mate, their midfield just goes from strength to strength.
He's gone.
He's gone. He's left.
Mate. Just one more thing, Normie. In other AFL news, who do you think's under more pressure, Dimmer or Bucks, to keep their job?
No, I got nothing. I couldn't even think of a witty retort because I don't know who they are.
In our annual Super Rugby wrap, normally we don't mention it, but the Cheetahs from South Africa beat the team from Japan, the Rain Leopards or the Snow Cats or the Sun Wolves or whatever the bloody hell they're called, 92-17 in a game where tackling was optional. Competition looking strong, boys. What do you think?
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that is a fact.
That's a fact. In Super Rugby, someone scored 97 points.
92-17. Don't exaggerate. 92-17.
That makes the night score half respectable, isn't it? I tell you, the only thing that makes Super Rugby better than AFL is the fact that Koshy supports AFL. I think if that bloke started supporting Super Rugby, I'd go just as hard on it.
I think there should be truth in advertising. You can't call that super. That's crap. What number are they up to now? Should be the crap 15 or how many teams they got now?
Oh, 70 or something.
Yeah, so tune in next year for our next rugby chat.
I think there's now Australian teams, South African teams, New Zealand teams, Argentinian teams. They've gone up to Japan. I think the Mars bars are next from Mars. They're going to go great too.
It's pathetic.
And finally, in the news, Sid, it's time for the weekly.
It's going to be a weekly.
This is a weekly thing.
Weekly thing now.
Yeah.
Let me play my little tune then.
Do it. Sorry. Baby son. Baby son. Get to me. Baby son. All right, boys. Our favourite tennis player of all time, at Jack Sock on Twitter. His sponsor, Barbalat. What do they do, Sid?
What is it?
Barbalat. B-A-B-O-L-A-T. What do they do, Normie? Barbalat.
Not a bar lot, as far as I'm concerned.
They've started an online Twitter campaign trying to get Jack Sock elected as the President of the United States of America in 2016.
I saw this. Sock for 16 or something?
Sock in 16.
Sock in 16.
Sock in 16. So, at full credit to the boys, tweeted them and said, all the way from the Jack Sock Australian headquarters, we're all over, hashtag Sock in 16. Get on board, Australia, at Barbalat and at Jack Sock. And Barbalat replied and said, top notch, mate. So
they tweeted the podcast.
They tweeted us back. So nice. All our listeners, besides trying to get Sid's band played at Leichhardt, and that is Sid plays halftime, hashtag.
Hashtag Sid plays halftime. I've got more chance of playing at halftime than Sock in 16.
Get on at Jack Sock, tweet him and Barbalat, tell them we're all on board at FCTTB_podcast, include us so we can see what you've done, And let's get Jack Sock to tell the White House.
Tell him we're massive fans. We'll try and interview him later in the year.
And that's our aim. We want to interview this bloke. So
we won't wait till he wins another tournament.
Don't do that because we may be dead by the time he gets to the next one up.
I love the Sock.
All right, boys, substitute time.
Substitute.
Boys, item number one here. And former New South Wales great Senator Glenn Lazarus admits he now supports Queensland in the state of origin. Lazarus blank. Former New South Wales great Senator Glenn Lazarus admits he now supports Queensland. Lazarus is blank, Normie.
Lazarus should blank stick to what he doesn't know, politics.
Yep. I totally agree.
Sid, former New South Wales great Senator Glenn Lazarus admits he now supports Queensland. Lazarus
is a shining example of a politician saying anything to win votes. Grub.
Political. Former, get Socky onto that.
Former New South Wales great Senator Glenn Lazarus admits he now supports Queensland. Lazarus looks like he's eaten half of Queensland. He may as well go for them.
He should be called the prick with eyes now.
Item number two, boys, and it's been revealed that Parramatta are utilising cryotherapy in an effort to overcome injury. Cryotherapy is where they get thrown into a minus 85 degree room for 3 minutes. This Ouch. Can only be bad for blank. Normie, cryotherapy, minus 85 degree room for 3 minutes. This can only be bad for
anyone who has to play in the North Queensland tropics on Saturday. And that is Parramatta. So I think salary cap scandals are half of their problems.
I like it.
Nothing like acclimatising. It's been revealed Parramatta are utilising cryotherapy, minus 85 degree room for 3 minutes. Sid, this can only be bad for
Rudradra. Don't know any Fijian that likes that kind of cold.
That's bloody insightful. That's spot on.
It's been revealed that Parramatta are utilising cryotherapy. The first Fijian to climb Mount Everest. He's not going to be there. It's been revealed that Parramatta are utilising cryotherapy in an effort to overcome injury. Cryotherapy is where you get thrown to a minus 85 degree room for 3 minutes. This can only be bad for shrinkage.
They're mentioned a semi again.
If you can get a semi out of that, well done. All right, item number three. The MCG are making a bid to host the NRL Grand Final whilst renovations to the ANZ Stadium take place. This is blank, Normie. The MCG are making a bid to host the NRL Grand Final while renovations to the ANZ Stadium take place. This is
great news for the NRL, who finally get some decent, pretty much entertainment in the form of the AFL Grand Final.
Oh, it's nice. I'm glad you admit that AFL's decent pre-match entertainment. It's very good of you. You're coming round. I like that. That's a first official warning for you. Sid, the MCG are making a bid to host the NRL Grand Final. This is blank. This is
a great day for Meatloaf. He might get another gig.
Well, you've kind of touched on my turf here. The MCG are making a bid to host the NRL Grand Final whilst renovations to ANZ Stadium take place. This is a good opportunity for a washed-up one-hit wonder from overseas to get two gigs in one day.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
Item number four, and I tell you what, if this isn't the gift that keeps on giving, Grant Hackett was kicked off a plane for giving fellow passenger a nipple cripple after he reclined his seat onto the former Olympian. Hackett would be blank. Normie, Grant Hackett kicked off a plane for giving a fellow passenger a nipple cripple after he reclined his seat into the former Olympian. Hackett would be
a great addition to the emerging Maroons origin camp.
Sid, Grant Hackett kicked off a plane for giving a fellow passenger a nipple cripple after he reclined his seat into the former Olympian. Hackett would be
giving a nipple cripple, I think Hackett's punishment should not just be a slap on the wrist. It should be a Chinese burn, a mozzie bite, or a leg cork.
Oh, you got me again. You got me twice in a row.
How could I possibly have got you there?
Grant Hackett kicked off the plane for giving a fellow passenger a nipple cripple after he reclined his seat onto the former Olympian. Hackett would be better off concentrating on his Chinese burns, horsey bites, and wet willies.
Oh, horsey bites. Wet willies. You
two have got to stop bloody reading over each other's shoulder.
Hertz donuts. Did you think Hertz donuts?
I've never even heard of that one.
I'll show you.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Give him the Hertz donuts, Former. What's that?
Hertz donut.
Oh, I like it.
Item number five, and just when you thought the week couldn't get funnier, Chock Mundine says he wants to make a comeback to the NRL at the age of 43. Mundine should blank. Chock Mundine says he wants to make a comeback to the NRL at the age of 43. Mundine should, Normie?
Ask Johnny Farnham about how to stage a successful comeback. Hey, folks, had a few.
Sid, Chock Mundine says he wants to make a comeback to the NRL at the age of 43. Mundine should...
talk to the recruitment officer at the West Tigers because he's one of the players we'd probably be looking at.
Yeah.
Chock Mundine says he wants to make a comeback to the... jeez, my voice went there.
Yeah.
Chock Mundine says he wants to make a comeback to the NRL at the age of 43. Mundine should perhaps instead concentrate on lawn bowls, Yahtzee or bingo. All right, boys, grab a mirror time. It makes a triumphant return this week, and we look at a bunch of people throughout the week in sport and decide whether they need to grab a mirror and have a good, long, hard look at themselves. Sid, crack it open. We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you change your way. No message.
Grab a mirror. Right.
Grab a mirror time.
That is my finest work, that one.
Grab a mirror time. Sid, who sung that for you?
That was me.
That was the ghost of Michael Jackson I heard. Bless you. Item number one, Sid.
Yes.
Grab a mirror. Who have you got nominated for?
Grab a mirror, Grant Hackett. And don't use that mirror to chop up still knocks because it's not working for you. This guy is a complete flip. I have a real... I'm going to rant and rave here for a bit. I've got a real problem sometimes with rugby league players being held up as role models because some people that are famous sportsmen are just fucking idiots. And this guy is an A grade. His sole job now is to be an ambassador for brands, and he constantly makes a dick of himself.
I'm not sure. He's a good ambassador for Stilnox, if you're
that's
if I'm
true,
honest.
That's true.
And VB, probably, and possibly a bit of Red Bull.
That's right.
I've just got to say about Hackett, he's a bloke trying to overcome an addiction, obviously, or at least issues to do with drinking. And, I mean, when you're trying to overcome those addictions, and look, as I know, you don't need to be put under stress or, you know, under a spotlight.
Yep.
So how is he going to go next time he jumps on a plane and sits in front of someone like me? Oh, look out!
Well, as you pointed out, it would be very stressful, the 45-minute flight that he was on.
Why is someone reclining this seat after 45 minutes?
I've got more of a problem with the guy who's in front of him. I mean, did you read his quote in the paper? He pointed at Hackett. Oh.
Yep. Mate, there's a whole lot of issues going on here.
Yeah. All right, I'll have a crack second up. I want Malcolm Turnbull to go grab a mirror. This is a bloke who declared the AFL the most exciting football code.
Oh, yeah. What about
I'm pretty
this?
Sure Malcolm hasn't even seen a game, let's be honest. If he's not sailing yachts or watching rugby union, he ain't doing nothing. He announced it in a press conference for Port Adelaide are going to take a game over to China. Normie, you'll probably go to that.
I actually did see this on the news.
He also said, it's where the big men fly. I mean, fair dinkum. If that hasn't been written by someone else,
yeah.
I ain't here.
Oh, mate, have you been to Melbourne? They're all the smallest little men. I mean, it's the AFL in them. They're all these tiny little men. You can't even shake their hand down there. You're afraid you're injuring them.
Well, getting back to Turnbull, it's no wonder Shorten's catching this bloke. He's making Shorten look like a dead set superstar. He's about as convincing as me when I told a bird in the nightclub that I was a Clio Bachelor of the Year last week.
Again.
But, hey, Former, did you notice the timely appearance from Abbott at the Fortress? He was at the game with the Manly scarf on.
Look, looking at that colour bonded shed that they have to run through and saying, I bought that for these
blokes. Mate, it's about the only time I've ever thought, maybe I do prefer Abbott to Turnbull.
Normie, anyone else need to grab a mirror this week?
No! I'm throwing Gus. This bloke. If I'm Gus Good, I probably wouldn't want to look in a mirror. He's tough to stomach visually. He's tough to stomach through the ear holes. I mean, he's ruining my Sunday roast because every time I'm tucking into my chicken, I'm listening to him whinge and complain about the game I love, and now it's led to me whinging and complaining about him. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why does he keep – he ruins the visual experience. What do you lads think?
I completely agree.
You won't get an argument from us.
Gus Gould can read the game like nobody else. I've got to be honest. I'm going to give him his due respect there. But him combined with Ray Warren – is killing me. It's killing me. People are saying, oh, get on Fox, stop watching it. Mate, it's not the point.
No.
Channel 9, and here's a scoop for you. Channel 9 apparently are upset that their ratings have slipped this year,
mm-hmm.
all because obviously Fox are also got the live games, and people switching over to Fox in droves and not listening to Channel 9. And I believe, and word on the street is, that they are looking at a scapegoat. And one of them is a former guest on this show who they are saying isn't doing a good enough, enough job as the host, which is an absolute load of horse cock.
Can I just say, that particular person is probably my favourite person on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I can't, honest to God, Channel 9, grab a mirror, point it in the face of Ray and Gus. There's your problem right there. They are no good. They're done. They're cooked. They might have been good 5, 10, 15, 25, 50 years ago. They were good 50 years ago, guys. Get rid of them. They're rubbish. They're done.
The bloke dropped the ball the other day, and four sets of six later, they were still talking about it.
We've caught the disease.
I know.
One more thing. This next statement will probably cause me to drive off the road later on tonight when I think about it. I actually think Ray Hadley's doing a better job than Ray Warren and Gus Gould.
Shut up. No, I won't have it.
No, I won't have that.
You tell me, is he doing a better job?
Anyone can do a better job.
Is he doing a worse job?
Potentially, yeah. Well, Vossi, because Vossi tweeted me and he's not that big a fan of Ray Hadley's call.
Yeah, or the whole statue thing. Sid, who have you got next for grab a mirror? Who should grab a mirror in your eyes?
The next person that should grab a mirror is the guy that was sitting in front of Grant Hackett on that Virgin flight. You nearly stole my thunder there before, Normie.
Well, you're giving me all sorts of hand signals. I thought, what's he got here?
Mate, this is an absolute disgrace. When I was growing up, one of my idols was Booney. And Booney once drank 52 cans on a flight to London. If I was on that flight and he was hammered and he gave me a nipple cripple, it would be the proudest day of my life. Why is this bloke complaining?
You know what his quote was to the press? He pointed at Hackett, who was being pushed off in a wheelchair, and he said, "That man sexually assaulted me."
Fair enough.
How is it when my mate used to give me the nipple cripple just before maths in year 8, I don't think I ever found it all that sexually stimulating.
I think you'll find that was the priest, not your mate.
Yeah, that's what happened at my school. Anyway,
dollar was a dollar in them days. All right, my turn, boys. And boys, one of the advantages of sports betting, and let's be honest, there's not many, is that you get to follow and learn a bit about other sports all around the world. I mean, God knows I love a good game of shuttlecock, Hungarian handball. What else do I love, Sid? Anything. Two flies, anything. But I've started to watch a little bit of American sport, and this next bloke qualifies to go and grab a mirror. Kobe Bryant.
What's Kobe Bryant done?
Kobe Bryant's just finished his career, and sometimes he's been compared to Jordan throughout his career, mostly by Kobe Bryant. And in his final game, he scored 60 points.
60 points.
60 points. One problem with that, Normie, he took 50 shots to get 60 points.
I didn't know that.
Now, never has a bloke been epitomised, has a bloke epitomised his whole career in one game. This bloke has always been about himself. He is a brand amongst himself. And for a bloke to go and take 50 shots, Normie, 50 shots. Mate, you get 20 points if you took 50 shots in a game.
Can I just say, Former, I think the reason I respect him so much is because his brother Martin almost derailed the family name. And he found the strength.
Push through. He pushed through adversity.
And don't say the word shots around him. Doesn't like that either.
Single-handedly, he fixed Australian gun laws. Good on him for that.
With 50 shots in his last game. Wow.
He took some shots, didn't he?
Wow. We're all going to hell this week.
How good did the Port Arthur Penguins go that week?
Oi, oi.
Oh, finally, Norbie, and grab a mirror. Outside of you, who should grab a mirror, Norbie?
On Tuesday, the best sporting team in the world was announced. I don't know if you caught this, but the All Blacks have been named the best sporting team in the world. I want every one of those bastards to grab a mirror, look into it, and say, nobody cares. They say rugby league isn't a competitive international sport. What about rugby? There's about 15 blokes in Australia who play.
Badly.
They've all funded it through ripping off corporate tax to pay for them to get into the world. I mean, it is the least competitive sport ever in this country, and I was furious about that.
And they have the hide to call it Super Rugby. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I think we've renamed that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Norman, we've got to get past this other thing that you tossed up. Round 8, boys, in the NRL, Friday night, the Broncos take on the Rabbitohs at the Urinal. And I don't see a whole heap of hope for the Rabbits. They are in all sorts of trouble. Their forwards aren't going forward. If anything, they're going backwards. Tom and George are more thinking about modelling and NFL careers than they're talking about looking at rugby league. And whereas the Broncos, on the other hand, are just flying, not under the salary cap, surely. But anyway, nonetheless, boys, who do you like?
Well, I think this Rabbitohs trip through Queensland will be remembered as a disaster tour because they're going to get done by Bronx by quite a few. And it's going to be two big losses back-to-back, I reckon.
Don't you think, but these teams like St. George has gone Cowboys, Brisbane, Gold Coast. Mm. The Rabbits have gone Cowboys, Brisbane. When I was a kid and the kids next door said, we're going on holidays, we're going to Queensland, we thought they were spectacular. These boys go to three different places in Queensland and start whinging about it.
Yeah. It's no Expo 88, that's for sure.
Saturday, the Bulldogs take on the Titans at the Renovators Delight Stadium, ANZ, going to get knocked down soon, in a game that will probably draw a crowd of 13 or 14,000 bottle throwers. Normie, who do you like?
Yeah, the Doggies, by not many, though. And the Titans, as we pointed out last week, they're giving every game a fair shot. They did that again last weekend, but I think the Doggies will get home coming off the back of a loss.
If teams get rewarded for effort, then the Titans would be leading the comp. They go as good as they can. And Neil Henry probably only needs two or three stars, and that team would be right on the bottom of the eight or even in the middle of the...
I think this could actually be a good game. I know you've said that the Doggies have had a bit of a soft draw, and this is one they would, you know, think that they could chalk up as a win, but I'm not so sure. I think it's going to be a tight one, and I may go the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Bulldogs only because it's down this way and they need a win after going on the road trip and coming back with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders take on the Tigers at Geelong Cold Stadium in the Snowman Cup. I don't know if you remember the year 2000 when it snowed and snowed and snowed. Boys, who do you like?
This is unpickable. It actually is. I'm just going to say the Tigers because broken I want to see Sticky cry. Like I just want to see him cry.
Like a broken nose?
Yeah, that's right.
Like a bleeding bum.
The Tigers will win this and win this comfortably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it could be nil all. Part of me, obviously, I hope the Tigers win. But if it means one more loss is all we need to take to get rid of Taylor.
Oh, no. Yeah, go easy on the scarecrow. He's had a tough 5 weeks.
Hashtag Sid plays halftime. Hashtag Sid plays halftime. All right. The other game on Saturday, Cowboys play the Eels in the Willie Tonga Trophy at Toothless Stadium. Normie, who do you like?
Well, this should be the game of the round, and it's going to be an awesome indicator to see just how well these Eels that everybody's talking up, just how well they actually are travelling. Now, I'm picking the Cowboys, but if the Eels can beat them up there, then I'll start to believe.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have to agree with that. That it seems like we say every week, Brisbane and the Cowboys are just a cut above the rest. And then there's a few teams like the Eels or your Panthers that you love, Normie.
Oh, how much.
Let's see how good the Eels are going. I think it'll be a cracking game.
Who gets the start here, boys? Do you know?
I'll be the Cowboys.
Word on the street. The word on the street is that the Eels need 10 start on the table. I'm going to back the Cowboys. You just could not back them this at the way they're travelling.
Yep.
Sunday, in a game that, I mean, little care about. Sharks play the Panthers in the Marty Lang plate.
What a player.
Put your eyes up, Marty. Have a look at what you're about to run into. Normie, who do you like?
Just quietly, forget the Viv Richards story. I'll tell you off air about my Marty Lang story later.
All right.
Nice.
Well, this one breaks my heart because I'm going to have to I grew up at the foot of the mountains, but I am a Sharkies fan. I think the Sharks will win this. And as I said, they're the only team from Sydney who's going to put any pressure on those teams from Queensland this year.
Yeah, I think this will be another good game. I think the Sharks in a close one.
Yeah, I still think the Sharks. I'm still not sold on the Panthers. I know they won again last night. It's against a team that's won one game this year, and it took them until 89.5 minutes to knock them over.
Yeah,
I'm just I don't know what everyone
me
else.
Too.
I don't know what everyone else sees in them, if I'm honest.
Normie loves them.
They're a good mate. They are a good team.
I tell you what I like. Yep. I like the young kid Carter from South. He goes really good. Paul Carter. the Mega Monday Marathon starts with the Knights and the Seagulls in the Ben Kennedy Cup at Marathon Sex Stadium. And fans are encouraged to slap the first person's face that they see when they come through the gates as we commemorate the time that Trent Barrett was slapped by Newcastle coach Nathan Brown like a jilted lover. And they're trying to make this a real Anzac Day tradition where we just slap each other's faces. Normie, who do you like?
Well, mate, one of them's got to make a statement straight away. You've got to take this neck lev. You've got to go from a face slap to a turkey slap. And then we'll decide who the real man is. Look, none of these games on Monday are exciting me that much, unfortunately. I'll probably be in the two-up pit for most of it. I think the Eagles will win, but you lads spoke about the Titans. They might not have the best roster, but they turn up. I just want to see that from the Knights because they have a half-decent roster.
Yep, I agree. We all want to see it, but I don't think we will see it. I think the Eagles will smash them.
Yeah, I think the Sea Eagles will get home comfortably. Dragons and the Roosters in the Heath Lestrange Shield. There'll be more shots fired in the minute silence than try scored in this game, I'm tipping. It's a traditional game. Have you seen the Dragons commemorative jumper?
I saw what those idiots wrote on social media. I disagree. I thought it was a really nice, touching jersey. It had the poppies, obviously, making up the V.
Are they poppies?
That's what they are.
I thought they were bullet holes. Fair enough. No, they probably don't look as bad as what I thought then.
No, I actually really like the jersey. I think they can get it wrong a lot of the time with these commemoration jerseys, but I like it so much I'm even backing the Dragons to get home in this one.
Gamble responsibly.
I don't even have anything to contribute for this game. I really, they can talk it up all they like and have all their commemorative jerseys.
You'll have a 20 on a head, mate.
I think you'll find by the time this kicks off, Normie, Sid will be at his tipping point. And what is his tipping point?
About 19.
19 beers. Yeah, he'll be 19 beers deep by the time they kick this game.
He's such a good bloke up to 18.5, isn't he?
Yeah, and then old arrogant.
That last sip.
Arrogant dickhead comes out after the 19th. Yeah. The next game, well, I'm going to back. Oh, could be 2-2. Dragons and Roosters. Storm versus the Warriors. Storm versus the Warriors at Rhonda and Kutut Stadium. No Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Storm are the worst team to be 5-2 in the history of the NRL, boys. I'm just going to tell you that now. They look bad winning. I mean, I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. They're
well, it's not a good sign for the Tigers, because I agree with you.
Did they play? Did they? I don't know.
Yeah.
Storm and the Warriors. Who do you like, Normie?
Well, former, I agree with you 100%, mate. In years gone by, I actually really loved watching the Storm play. I know they used to cop it from everywhere in New South Wales, but I thought they were the best players at the top of their game. They are so tough to watch now. They are just this dour, one-up, completely predictable team that is just somehow, with the experience, getting these close victories like we saw against the unmentioned game at Leichhardt. I'm back in the Storm, but I'd like to see the Warriors get home, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I might go for an upset here. Let's go the Warriors.
I just think the Storm's discipline will just kill the Warriors. Without Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, I just don't see him having much hope. All right, boys. Predicted newspaper headlines. Just in case there was a song there.
See, we always pause. It was another week gone by, mate.
I know.
Remember when he started off like a house on fire, Normie? Belting out 3 or 4 jingles a week. Oh, yeah. Look what I've done, boys. Look what I've done. Can I go on again? Can I come
he
on
needs
here?
To change clubs. You need to change podcasts, mate. Get your fire back.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Are you awake or?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
19 beers, the tipping point. Write it down. All right, boys. Give me a predicted headline from the coming week in sport. Sid, have a crack first.
My headline will be Grant Hackett employed by Roosters as mentor for Mitchell Pearce.
Normie, what have you got?
Yeah, this will be my headline on the back page of the Telegraph this weekend. The man pinches another man's nipple after failed comeback.
Well, mine's a little bit of a variation. Going off Anthony Mundine's announcement about a shock return to the footy, the Telegraph will write, "Shock! Dally Messenger's corpse considering a comeback."
Shock horror.
The Twitter challenge, boys. Crack that.
Tweet me, my friend.
Normie, for those who don't know, we were all given a celebrity to try and get a follow and a retweet from. Normie was given the easy task of Russell Crowe. Sid was given some bloke who doesn't do a lot but tweet, and surely he's an easy target.
Very easy.
Sonny Bill Williams. And I was given the tough mark of Warwick Kappa, who's been busy suing people this week. He's going to be very hard to get hold of at the moment. Normie.
Well, there's good news and there's bad news, lads. The good news is there's now a public campaign of my followers who are trying to get Russell Crowe to somehow interact with me on Twitter. This is my tweet this week, which received a renowned 3 retweets, 9 likes, and 10 comments. Hi, at Russell Crowe.
Good start. Good start. I like it.
It's competitive. I've invented a new disinfectant spray made specifically for farms. It's called Nana Glen 20. Interested in a can? ?
That's superb.
Oh, you've got to be getting closer, mate. You deserve it.
Yeah, nothing.
Sid, I mean, seriously, you would have been followed, blocked, unfollowed, blocked, and followed again by Sonny Bill Williams, and this time, what have you got for us?
Well, Sonny Bill, he doesn't tweet very often. He's not very active.
He's a grammar, I believe.
He tweeted, Hong Kong 1 week, Singapore the next. How good is this? So I took my opportunity to reply to him saying, hey, bro, that's nothing. I've been to Rudy Hill and Mount Druitt this week for work. # should have trained harder. Zippo. Nothing. I'm taking it personally now. He's just ignoring me.
Now, you've told me about your tactics for this week. I'm not overly sure I'd be running with.
You're not sure?
Nah.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah. I don't think we're
going
to have
willing,
a...
we might get some movement.
We
next
might
week.
Have a studio to record in next week.
Let's see how we
all
go.
Right, I had a crack.
Hey, Sid, on a more positive note, you went viral this week with one of your tweets, mate. You tweeted a picture of the Balmain Leagues Club, or the former Balmain Leagues Club, on Victoria Road, and you tweeted just calling in for a beer. That is still getting retweets.
Yeah, that was pretty popular. That was probably my most popular tweet ever.
I thought the one from the Hill was the one you got.
The Wayne Pearce Hill and the former legend Dunnies. that was my favourite.
That got some traction.
Yeah.
Back on topic. I love tweeting Warwick Kappa. I mean, it's a tough mark. So I wrote, "Hi Warwick Kappa 39. Who is the second best Sydney Swans player? # Wiz still number one."
Good.
Universally panned, Normie. Universally panned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Said I was a sycophant. Had to go and look that up. And a suckhole. I knew what that was. And to be honest with you, Wiz has spent that much time in the lawyer's offices this week and suing Nando's that he hasn't got back to me.
Called himself the Michael Jordan of Australian sport this week.
Of KFC, anyway. All right, the weekly full credit to the boys' awards. This is where we award us. Well, we're just going to stick with amateurs for the meantime, aren't we? Because celebrities are giving us nothing, especially Sonny Bill Williams. Mm-hmm. Where we reward one of our followers or something with a tweet that we liked, basically. And I'll start with you, Normie. Who have you got?
Well, I had a few competitive ones this week, but I thoroughly enjoyed this one from Steve. I think you might also have one from him as well, former. His Twitter handle is @Thundertown80. Now, he's a Mad Knights fan. I swear it is a different tweet, though. He's ripping into you, actually. He's written, "Dear @ArnettsBickies, your new shapes leave a horrible aftertaste. A lot like @FormerLegends mentions of AFL." And I went, there is a man very close to my heart. So a bit of a shout out to Stevie Boy.
Sid.
Well, unfortunately, @ThunderTown80 also bagged me this week. And it was fantastic. It's my tweet of the week as well.
Are we going a hat trick here on this play?
Well, after my poor punting week, ThunderTown80 has tweeted, "Lots of similarities between @SidPunts and @NRLBunker. Both on fire early, but now shown to be money wasted."
he's had a strong showing this week.
He's on fire this week.
Well, mate, when your team gets beaten 53-0, I guess you got a lot of time to tweet.
My tweet of the week, actually I didn't have one, so get that into you, Steve, you wanker. it's from @ThunderTown80.
Oh, he's got the trifecta.
Swear to God, look like there's one bloke listening.
Team Patrick.
Swear, this bloke would have no pants on, typing his fucking little tweets, tongue in the side of his mouth, pushing down on his phone with a semi-erection, probably pushing the phone with a semi-erection, truth be known. And he wrote, "Can't wait for @FCTTB_podcast. Good start, Steve. This is where you go horribly wrong. To be clear, the only AFL I'm interested in is Australian former legend." Now, first of all, I thought, that's gold. Then I realised he was talking about me sexually, and that's gold. All right, boys. The boys' sack time, boys, where we talk about some interaction from our listeners. And any full credit to the boys this week, Sid?
We did. We had one in the first game. It was your mate.
Takarangi.
It was a very tough game. Probably the hardest game we played this year. They come out firing, and it was credit to our boys that we stuck it to them. And
well, the NRL bunker can't take that off him. That was a lovely, clear full credit to the boys. My full credit to the boys comes from Tia Maria and Milk, Sid.
Yeah, Tamare Martin, I think is how you pronounce
it. He's a habitual full credit to the boys, if that's a term. And he gets a double banger in this interview. And
love the man.
You got to feel for him because he's one of those young players, and he's like a deer in the headlights when that camera's on him. He just says whatever cliche he can think of.
Yeah. And so here we go.
Credit to the boys. We know we've got a lot to work on, and I just go back to training. My tongue held up about two or three people and just gave me the ball, so I was already in the hole, and he just put the ball right in the bread basket and I just had to put it down. So full credit to Tongues and the forwards for getting quick play the ball.
And thanks to Dave Crellin, at Dave underscore Crellin, not Thundertown 80, or whatever the fuck his name is. Ron de Paradise, another fucking germ. For that, full credit to the boys. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your help, mate.
That was a cracker. Double banger.
Double banger from Tamari.
Daily double.
Tamari and Milk Tea and Marie, whatever. Boys, no five-star reviews this week. It's nearly
You're
enough.
A joke.
No, I'm nearly going to walk. I'm very, very close. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners, Sid?
Well, only that I'm extremely disappointed in them. Very doesn't take long to just click five stars. You can still bag us. We don't care about that.
Yeah,
I expected this, guys. It's the AFL mentions, and they turn their back on the podcast, and you can't blame them.
I mean, if you want to give us a five-star review and then call Normie a predator and a sex pest, we're fine with that. There's no dramas whatsoever.
Look, I wasn't sitting behind the guy Grant Hackett was sitting behind.
Has Thundertown 80 given us a five-star review? He should.
I think he has, actually.
Oh, okay.
Give us another one, you jerk. We're giving you three credits to the whatever the stupid thing is we do. Finally, boys, I've just had a message from at Yes I Am Sancho, and he said, here's a question posed to you. Think on your feet. What player from another team would you want at your club outside of Jonathan Thurston? Normie, who would you want at the Sharks? Probably someone who's won a premiership, so you just have a talk to him, see what it's all about.
No, I'm going the other way. Ben Pomeroy, bring him back. And the reason I would bring back old feet as hands Ben Pomeroy is it's reverse psychology. You need to send a strong message to the other clubs that your roster is that good. You can afford to recruit a player who will never break into the squad.
Sid, who would we employ at the Tigers if we could just pick anyone?
Wow, can I just pick one?
Yeah.
Clemmer would be my pick.
Not who I'd go with first up.
No.
No, well, with the uncertainty over the 6 and the 7, if Anthony Milford would come down and pull a red and orange and black jersey on, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
I'd have...
Let's go the other way around, boys. Who would you get rid of from your club if you could?
Oh, there'd be a couple. There'd be a couple.
Gal?
You know what? Gal actually had a... He's coming off a good game, so he's going to escape my scathing review.
He survived the hammer.
If Michael Ennis gives Maloney any more bad service or does any more freaking shocking kicks from dummy half, I'm going to get rid of him and send him over to the Tigers, I reckon.
All right, you can have Robbie.
Yeah, that's who I would be.
All right, I'll do you a sub. I'll sub you.
Sid, who would you get rid of?
Yeah, I would get rid of Robbie.
Yeah, okay.
I'd swap him.
I'd get rid of the scarecrow. finally, boys, and we were talking about this before we started recording tonight. Well, not finally, because there's one more thing after this. We put a challenge out. Not only do we want to get Sid Punt's band playing at halftime at the Tigers, even if you're not a Tigers fan, tweet him. Tell him you want him there. And the other thing we were talking about is let's try and get someone to call Talkback Radio or... Yeah. Get on the back of the TV, get behind Koshy on the sunrise or whatever that's
called.
Your mate Koshy. Hold up a sign saying full credit to the boys or even hashtag FCTTB. Let's immediate entry into the full credit to the boys Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Which only has three entries at the moment. We can make way for a fourth immortal in the FCTTB Hall of Fame.
Brilliant idea.
Alert us.
Fantastic idea.
Tell us where it is. We'll try and get the sound of it if you haven't got it, or the vision if you put it on TV. Sid probably won't get Waddy Homewood to do the run with FCTTV. Actually, I've seen the size of his ass. He can write full credit to the boys _ podcast across his ass. Still have room for a Coca-Cola sticker or something.
Still have hashtag Sid plays halftime.
I would love to hear a full credit to the boys on Alan James. Wouldn't that be something?
Georgie Ortiz. Georgie Ortiz is, if he stopped watching boys softball and maybe he got onto the Alan Jones, there's a fair bit in common with those two now. Think about it. finally, let's talk about the special edition, the special episode.
Yes.
Special. We have... a special episode. Keep your eyes out probably in 24 hours after you get this one, Sid.
Yeah, probably Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
We'll see. Keep an eye out for it.
Actually, there's no game on Thursday, so maybe we'll do it Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
It's a special podcast where we will talk about the Viv Richards story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool, man.
Where we talk to the late mailman.
Yes.
And I'll tell you the number 9 story.
Can't wait for that one.
Boys, thank you for a good podcast. We're now into our 19th hour. We have set a new world record for the length of podcast. Normie, at Normie Doral.
I didn't tell you. I couldn't tell you knew I was doing this without any pants on. So, sorry, lads. Shouldn't have stood up.
Well, I could because there's a semi just coming through the bottom of the screen. Radra. Sid, at Sid Punts in your lovely pink shirt.
Thank
See you.
See
you on the weekend, probably, yep. I suppose. Your first get him. I am at @former_legend. This is at @FCTTB_podcast. That's an hour you won't get back of your life. Sorry about that. We will see you people or hear from you or you'll hear from us next week. 5-star reviews. Don't be so freaking lazy. And we'll talk to you next week, boys.
See Ta-da. You guys. Good fun.
Bye-bye.
Catch ya. Go the Sharks. Special edition. You're playing games.